Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Love Lighthouse, the show that adds love and light to your life. Okay, I named my show Love Lighthouse because that is exactly what my intention with the show is to bring you back to a space of positivity, but not just rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes looking at things that are hard and talking about nitty-gritty stuff, but bringing us to a place where we look at things in a different, through a different lens. I believe that, you know, the majority of people, and me being one of them, I used to look at life through a very, very small, rigid box where, you know, I thought it was one way, and it's just like seeing a very, very small pinpoint of life. But then when I went on a journey and I started to open up my mind and my heart to other possibilities and started exploring the world of energy and the unseen, then my viewpoint started to really open up, and I started to understand and see things that I didn't see before. So today, I want to go into the subject of how you look at yourself, and are you really hard on yourself? I had something really interesting happen lately. For whatever reason, I've been wanting to go down memory lane lately. It's funny because, you know, you get through these, you get into different chapters of your life, and lately I've been wanting to look at old videos, pictures, go through old pictures. And I just ordered a VCR and DVD player because over the years, you know, I don't know if most people have a DVD and VCR player. I would assume that most people don't at this point, because if yours broke at some point, you probably never got another one. That's what happened with us. And so there are these old home videos and really special videos that are either VHS or DVD that we haven't been able to watch. So I got on Amazon, I ordered like an old, well, the only ones that were available that I could find were old refurbished VCR and DVD players. So I ordered one, and my husband and I and our younger two children watched our wedding video for the first time. Literally, I'd never watched it because we had the wedding, we come home, we end up getting the video, and I don't know, it had just happened, so we didn't watch it. I don't know why, but we just jumped into life and we started living. You know, life was crazy back then, and we moved and all of it, I'm sure it ended up in a box. And for whatever reason, we've never ever watched it. We're about next month to celebrate our 16-year anniversary. So I was thinking about our anniversary, and I thought, you know what? I want to watch that video. I came upon it, you know, a couple months ago. And so I ordered this, and I ordered the VCR and set it up to where we could watch it as a surprise to my kids and my husband. So I call them in, we sit down, and we start watching this video that none of us had ever seen. And oh my goodness, it was such a weird experience for me, because 16 years ago, I was in a very, very different place than I am now. A lot has happened. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means, but I 100% believe I'm more conscious than I was back, you know, 16 years ago. And I had gone through a lot of crazy things in life, like many of us do. And I had not healed. I had a lot of work to do. And looking at this girl, I'm going to call her a girl, even though I was a woman, I was 30 years old. But she's just a young girl to me that was very lost. And looking at her was a really interesting experience. And there was something in the video that really bothered me. And I didn't notice as I was watching it what this was, but I'm watching the video, we watch it, whatever, we're done. And then over the course of the night, and then even the next morning, it like, there was this thing that kept like tapping on my shoulder, right? Like, meaning like, I just kept thinking of this, that video. And it was like, what is it that bothered me so much about that video? And what I realized is I had a story in my mind of how things went down when I met my husband. And he was a single guy. Okay. He'd never been married. Now he meets me. I have two children from my previous marriage. He's all of a sudden an overnight father once we get married. And I was really, really hard on him. And I put in my mind, I guess in my mind, we were both coming in together as kind of at the same place consciously. Now, I didn't think about this back then, but looking back on it, I would have said before I saw this video that we were both about the same place consciously. And when I watched the video, it was very obvious to me that he was at a different place than I was, and that I had some catching up to do. Now, when I talk about us looking at life through this small little lens, we miss a lot of things, right? We look at the very, it's like the book by its cover. Okay. So we look at the cover and we don't understand that there's so much more behind that cover. And so looking at my husband, Danny, and me, it's like, you would have thought, oh yeah, we're both doing our thing, whatever. But what was behind that is he was at a much different place as far as knowing who he was. Also being comfortable with standing in his power, doing what he felt was best for him and I, and that was it. Not placating to other people. He was much more comfortable with really focusing on those things that matter the most. In this video, I see me and I'm looking all around. Like, I'm looking at the preacher that married us. I'm looking at, I look very distracted. I loved my husband. I truly believe that I loved him just as much as he loved me, but I was at a place of placating to other people. And I could see that very, very clearly in this video. He, on the other hand, was only focused on one thing, one person, and that was me. And he was holding my hands and it was like he was trying to get my attention. And he was looking into my eyes and I could see the love and adoration in his eyes for me. And it was so obvious to me by watching this video that I couldn't feel his love, because as weird as it sounds, I didn't feel worthy of it. Now, did I know that back then? No, this was all very unconscious. I had no idea, but I had a lot of work to do. And I remember when I had that shift and I finally started to feel his love flood into my heart. Wow, crazy, right? So another thing that happened is then I went, after I watched that, then I started going into watching videos of my older children that are in their 20s now, and watching those ones where they were little kids. And that was when I was a single mom, because I actually got divorced when my daughter was 2 years old. And then my son was brand new. He was an infant. And I was a single mom for 6 years. And what happened was, in my mind, all these years, I have thought, well, for many years, I was really, really hard on myself. And I've thought, oh my gosh, I was focused on so many things that I wished I wouldn't have been focused on. And I should have been a better mom. And I've had these stories that I should have done better as a mom. And when I went down memory lane, it was unbelievable and very healing. This last weekend has been very healing, because I've been able to have major awareness come in for me. First and foremost was that my husband loved me so much from the very beginning, and that he was more conscious than I was, and that I needed to catch up. Wow, I had no idea. And I believe that he came into my life to do just that for me, to help me heal. And of course, for me to help him heal as well. And he has also gone on a journey, but I thought we were at the same place when we met and when we got married, and we weren't. But the second thing that happened, which was so profound and such a beautiful gift for me, was that I've had this story in my mind that, you know, I knew I was a good mom and that I love my children, but I've really told myself that I wish I would have done things differently, that I wish I would have focused more on my children and not been out dating anybody, or just really at a different place, home, snuggled with bacon cookies, right? And guess what? When I started to delve into these home videos, I realized I was home baking cookies and doing these special things with my kids. And the love that I had for my children was so obvious. And I was a good mom. And I did a great job. I'm not telling you this because I want you to know that. I'm telling you this because the story that I had about who I was and how I did things was very off. And I bet you have a story about yourself on how you've done things or how you're showing up that's off too. Maybe you also have a distorted story, and maybe you're also shaming yourself or hard on yourself, where you can open up your heart and let some love in and compassion for yourself and forgiveness, and let things go and start to recognize the things that you're doing right. Because when we focus on the things we're doing right, guess what happens? More proof comes to us to show us that we're doing things right. And so what we focus on and what our story is about us is how we show up in life. So a lot of healing came in for me recently, and I'm sharing this message with you so that you can also shift your story and not be so hard on yourself, and give yourself some love and grace too. Because especially when it comes to parenting, oh my gosh, we're so hard on ourselves, aren't we? And it's truly, I believe, the hardest job in the entire world is to be a conscious parent, to raise, you know, good humans that are kind and loving and confident and know who they are. But we first have to do that for ourselves. So much love to you all. Have a great week, and bye for now. Be kind to yourself. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life
that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.